Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu the son of Hanani against Baasha, saying, And also by the hand of the prophet Jehu the son of Hanani came the word of the Lord against Baasha and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord, in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, and being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bekiah, Mattaniah, Uzziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gidaltai, and Romamta-Ezer, Joshbekasha, Malothai, Hother, and Mehizioth. The 18th to Hanani, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. And Jehu the son of Hanani the seer went out to meet him, and said to King Jehoshaphat, Shouldest thou help the ungodly, and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Jehu the son of Hanani, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel, and of the sons of Immer, Hanani, and Zebadiah. That Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem, that I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem. For he was a faithful man and feared God above many. And his brethren, Shemaiah and Azareel, Malali, Galali, Mai, Nethaneel, and Judah, Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra, the scribe, before them.